the bands are here to bring good cheer your way. It's make-believe ballroom time and free to everyone. It's no time to fret, your dial is set for fun. Close your eyes and visualize in your solitude. Your favorite bands are on the stands and Mr. Miller puts you in the mood. It's make-believe ballroom time, the hour of sweet romance. Here's your make-believe ballroom. Come on, children, let's dance, let's dance.
Hello world, I'm Jeff Bressler, turning on the lights of the Make-Believe Ballroom and welcoming you into my crystal studio for another program of classic big band hits from the 1930s and 40s. Please get ready as I play for you some amazing big band jazz, swing, blues, and boogie-woogie favorites. Folks, you're listening to the Make-Believe Ballroom, broadcasting almost continuously since 1935. And hi again, folks. Thanks for joining me today in the Crystal Studio. I was looking through and listening to some records. I think it was yesterday. And I came across one that I'm going to play for you now. I'm going to play both the A and B side. You know I like records with great stories, and this record will not disappoint. So here is the A-side. Recorded on March the 31st, 1937, at Victor's Studio 2 in New York City, the The great Fats Waller tune, Honeysuckle Rose, with the Victor label calling the record, quote unquote, a jam session at Victor. And here is the back end story to how the recording came about and why it was called a jam session at Victor. It was actually arranged somewhat spontaneously by Victor's recording director at the time, the notorious Eli Oberstein, who we've discussed on the program in the past. I call him notorious because he did many things that were very positive for the recording industry and, also got involved in some shady dealings with minor labels along the way. But nevertheless, Eli realized that several of Victor's jazz artists that were under contract were all in New York City at the same time. So he decided to put together a recording session. Because there was little planning, if any, in advance, there was no prepared charts, and due to other recording and performance schedules for the musicians, it was reported there was very little or no rehearsal at all. So the musicians, who I will name in a moment, elected to play two standards, Honeysuckle Rose that we just heard, and a song titled Blues. The playing, as you heard, was fully improvised, and I think that is why Victor decided to sell the record as a jam session at Victor for the title on the label. The guys we just heard jamming Honeysuckle Rose were, and poetic justice here, Fats Waller with the piano, Tommy Dorsey trombone, Bunny Berrigan the trumpet, Dick McDonough the guitar, and George Wetling playing the drums. A stellar cast of legends from the era. Now, when the record was released, this spontaneous session created totally by chance, as all these greats were in the Victor studio at the same time, became very, very successful, reaching number 4 on the charts. Let's listen now that you know who the musicians were to the B-side of that record. Thank you. Fats Waller, Tommy Dorsey, Bunny Berrigan, Dick McDonough, and George Wetling, sides A and B from the Victor's 78 RPM record, A Jam Session at Victor. This by chance record I told you about actually went on to be considered a historic recording and was reissued many times over the decades. As a matter of fact, the Smithsonian's National Museum of American History has the original 78 RPM shellac disc in its collection. I'm neither historic or have any place of prominence in the Smithsonian, but I am Jeff Bressler, and this is the Make Believe Ballroom. Let me now play for you another record that's also in the Smithsonian's National Museum of American History's 78 RPM collection. Then, after the record, a listener's email. Recorded for Victor Records on January the 28th, 1933, Swing You Cats, Louis Armstrong and his orchestra. Eli Oberstein, by the way, was also involved in this one, and for whatever reason, he withheld Swing Your Cats initially, but then finally released the record 1 year later in February of 1934 on Victor's budget label, Bluebird Records. But the recording, it finally got its just due sales-wise and historically when it was re-released by Bluebird again in 1939. I'm Jeff Bressler, and you're listening to the one, the only, the original Make Believe Ballroom, and somebody else who has been listening is one Ben Chadwick, one of our Across the Pond listeners, who enjoys the program on Acacia Radio in Nottinghamshire in England. They, a long-standing affiliate of the Make Believe Ballroom, and so deeply appreciated that they play our program each week. So Ben wrote to me, "Dear Jeff, I'm a longtime listener to your fine program. Can you play one of your sessions featuring artists rarely heard from?" And that's signed Ben. And yes, Ben, we can do that for you. I haven't presented a segment in a while of records featuring band leaders rarely heard, not only on the ballroom, but in many cases on records in general. I always enjoy doing these segments, and this should be fun. And since you are in the UK, I will throw in a British musician. So without further ado, if you'd like to reach me like Ben did, I'm Jeff at makebelieveballroomradio.com. That's Jeff at makebelieveballroomradio.com. So now let's spin the first record to hear a band rarely heard on this program.
Now, honey, here of late, I can't get a date. You give me the game, what's cooking? Now, up till recently, we'd always agree. Friend on me, what's cooking? What you're doing, now you're stewing. No, a big surprise. Something's brewing, I can plainly see it in your eyes. Is there someone new on your love menu? Tell me, baby, do, what's cooking? Cause you give me the game. Say, what's cooking, huh? Top Papa. Up till recently, oh, we'd always agree. And now you've turned on me. What's cooking? Now what you're doing, are you stewing? I'm a big surprise. Something's brewing, I can plainly see it in your eyes. Is there someone new on your love menu? Now tell me, baby, do, what's cooking?
That was Erskine Butterfield and his Blue Boys, What's Cookin', recorded on Decca Records back in 1940. Erskine Butterfield, the talented pianist, singer, band leader, and composer. Erskine performed from the early 1930s into the 50s. Record we just heard was a light swing piano piece by Erskine, but he was also known for his boogie woogie.
Oh, the boogie beat'll get you if you don't watch out. The beat of the boogie has hit the town. Its rhythm will haunt you and beat you down. Played by a hep cat who's well renowned. The boogie beat get you if you don't watch out. I know of a new way to get your kicks. You sit by the sideline and dig hard licks. A tall walking bass rhythm really sticks. Oh, the boogie beat'll get you if you don't watch out. Don't mind saying I like my music 8 to the bar. Keep on playing my kind of music, 8 to the bar. You may like the rumba and foxtrot too, all of the dances you used to do. They may be okay, but I'm warning you, the boogie beat'll get you if you don't watch out. a haunch and beat you down. We're played by a happy cat who's well renowned. Oh, the boogie beat'll get you if you don't watch out. I know of a new way to get your kicks. You sit by the sideline and dig hard licks. A tall walking bass with the really sticks. Oh, the boogie beat'll get you if you don't watch out. Don't mind saying, I like my music, gate to the bar. Keep on playing my kind of music, gate to the bar. You may like a rumba and foxtrot too, all of the dances you used to do. They may be okay, but I'm warning you, the boogie beat'll get you if you don't watch out. The boogie beat'll get you if you don't watch out. The boogie beat'll get you if you don't watch out.
The Boogie Beat'll Get Ya, recorded on a World War II V-disc in May of 1944. Erskine Butterfield and his orchestra. If you're just joining us, I'm fulfilling a request that was made by Ben Chadwick, who lives in England and has requested a segment on records and in some cases artists never heard on the ballroom, so let's play another. This one by the great Cootie Williams. Some of you may recognize that name. Cootie was the longtime legendary trumpet soloist for Duke Ellington. Cootie started with the Duke, I guess it was in the late 1920s. He left Ellington, I think it was right around 1940. I guess he briefly joined Benny Goodman. But then he formed his own band before returning to Duke Ellington much later in his career. So let's listen to one by Cootie, never played here on the ballroom.
Struts along, he never sings the blues. He's a sharpie, the sharpest guy in town. With a strap on his socks and a big red tie, got nothing in his pocket but a twinkle in his eye. He's a sharpie, the sharpest guy in town. You'll see him everywhere, there's a girl inside. Every day, every night. And I'm here to say that you can bet your life that he's doing all right. Hope the girls will admire his shoulders so broad, but he's wearing all the padding that the tailor could afford. He's a sharpie, the sharpest guy in town.
Cootie Williams and his Rug Cutters were a small group unit drawn from Duke Ellington's orchestra, and they were active mainly between 1937 and 39. Cootie Williams and his Rug Cutters with a song named Sharpie, recorded August the 9th, 1938 for Victor Records in New York City. You're listening to Jeff Bressler, and this is the Make Believe Ballroom. Let's play now a British group never heard on the ballroom for Ben Chadwick, as well as all of our listeners across the pond. We've here on the ballroom played them all over the years. Noble, Hilton, Ambrose, Loose Stone, Geraldo, of course, Roy Fox. But I don't think in all these years I ever played Nat Gunella.
Mr. Witherman, swing me a real tempo. Start to play. Let me see those people start to sway. Mr. Rhythm Man, swing that band. Let me rock my blues away. Let me hear those trumpets in the groove. Let me feel my tootsies start to move. Mr. Rhythm Man, swing that band. Let me rock my blues away. Swinging along, let me feel it in my bones and shake my shoes. Bring it up strong, make me shiver, make me moan and shout. That's good news. Let me hear that jungle rhythm roll. Let me feel it throbbing in my soul. Mr. Rhythm Man, swing that band. Let me rock my blues away. Yeah! Gonna swing on out. Yeah, hot did it did party, the skip party did it, the party the party did it, hot did it do do that is yeah. Hot party did it.
Nat Gunella and his Georgians, Mr. Rhythm Man, trumpet and vocal, by Nat, recorded on Parlophone Records in London, England, on February 27th, 1937. Now, in his earlier days, Nat briefly worked with the aforementioned Roy Fox. Then he had a stint with Lou Stone. And there's a cool story about Nat when he was with Lou Stone. Nat Gunella, it said, idolized Louis Armstrong. Louis visited London in 1932. Gunella wanted to meet Louis, but he had no introduction to him or knew anyone that familiar with Louis or his entourage that he, Nat, could arrange a meeting with him. He did, though, get a lead by someone that told Nat that he saw Louis himself go to a music store to bring his trumpet in for a cleaning. So Nat quickly hustled over to that shop and asked one of the guys there if he could deliver the cleaned trumpet to Louis himself. Now, the guy in the store knew Nat well and told him, sure, he could deliver it. It would just be one less thing he would have to do. So Nat brought the trumpet to Louis, I don't know if it was at his hotel or in a studio or a restaurant, but Louis appreciated Nat's willingness to help, and the two, for many, many years to come, became quick friends. So, much like Cootie Williams and Duke Ellington, Lou Stone created a band within a band to do some recording and also play live during Lou Stone's big band performances. And Ganella, through Stone, recorded a song in 1932 that became a nice seller. So as Nat's reputation with Lou Stone grew, he decided to form his own band. And we just heard that band. And as I mentioned, they were called the Georgians. But why the Georgians? Well, that was because the record he made in 1932 for Stone was so well received by fans, he named the band after it. And that recording was...
Georgia, Georgia, the whole day through, just an old sweet song to keep Georgia on my mind. Georgia on my mind, Georgia. Georgia, a song of you comes as sweet and clear as the moonlight through the pine. Out to me, other eyes smile tenderly, still in peaceful dreams, I see the road is back to you, the road is back to you. Georgia, 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 Georgia. Song keeps Georgia on my
Recorded in London, May the 15th, 1934, on British Decca, Georgia on My Mind, Nat Ganella and his orchestra. And that song gave Nat Ganella's band its identity and also served as Nat's signature tune. It was a pleasure listening to Nat Ganella. And thank you, Ben Chadwick, for your email suggestion for a segment on records, and in some cases, artists never played before on the Make-Believe Ballroom. To reach me, as Ben did, Jeff at MakeBelieveBallroomRadio.com. That's Jeff at MakeBelieveBallroomRadio.com. And when we return, one of our most popular segments, today at the request of a special person.
The Golden Gate Quartet.
Said the general to the captain, Pops, we gonna cause a commotion. Then one early morn they up and gone.
The general jumped at dawn.
Said the captain to the private man, we gonna flannel the channel. Then one early morn they up and gone.
The general jumped at dawn.
Bye-bye. I'll see you in the sky at Marseille.
Dropping in.
We'll have a barbecue in Berlin.
Said the private to the general, Jack, my Jeep is ready and steady. Then one early morning, up and gone,
the general jumped and on.
The general had a groovy crew, a million lads, and I'm telling you, there were white men, black men on the beam, a real solid all-American team. He had tall men, small men, fat and lean, the fightingest crew that you've ever seen, every creed and color and every belief,
from an Eskimo to an Indian chief.
He had a Sergeant Swenson, a Captain Kelly, Corporal Rosen, and a Cook Morelli, Lieutenant Jackson, and a Private Joe. Then the general said, let's hit the road.
We'll jump.
2, 3, 4, remember, boys, we gotta win the war. Said the private to the general.
Jack, my Jeep stays ready and steady.
One early morning, they up and gone. The general jumped at dawn.
The General Jumped at Dawn, the Golden Gate Quartet, recorded on a Soundie back in 1944. So I didn't get an email, but rather a text from Nino Savoldi. Nino is the best friend of Angelo Carbone. And for longtime listeners, that name should immediately ring a bell. Angelo is the son of the late Ralph and Rose Carbone, who in the mid-1930s started a record club in their home that met faithfully every other Saturday night right into the 1970s. And what would happen was friends and neighbors, they'd head to 94th Street between Avenues L and M in Canarsie, Brooklyn, on those Saturday nights to enjoy a potluck supper and then dance, chat, and listen to big band records. So this wonderful club over the years decided to compile a list of their favorite big band tunes, all ranked in order of their likes. And that list, believe it or not, eventually swelled to over 800 records with revisions in the rankings constantly updated. So Angelo, a number of years ago, gave Lenny from down the block this document, which we officially call the Ralphie from Canarsie Record Club list. So Nino Savoldi told me that Angelo was a little under the weather and has been staying in his home, in his condo in Naples, Florida, for the past couple of weeks. Nothing life-threatening. Just had a flu kind of bug, and I guess he's, is he 93 or 94? But he's just taking a little extra time to get back on his feet. So long story short, I told Nino that I would do a Ralphie segment on this show for Angelo to listen to. And, you know, geez, come to think of it, just a few months ago, Angelo took a little spill by his pool. I mentioned that on the program. He recovered from that nicely, but boy, now this. So best wishes to you, Angelo, to be up on your feet shortly and going back into the clubhouse there in Naples and playing a little pinochle. So getting back to the Ralphie from Canarsie Record Club lists, here this is how this works and what we will be doing today. I'm going to spin a virtual wheel and simultaneously press the enter button utilizing my trusty random numbers app, where I have listed numbers 1 to 816. And then I go to the playlist and play the corresponding random number that I selected, with that number found on the Ralphie from Canarsie Record Club list. So Lenny from down the block, he loaded, and it took him, took him a long, long time to load all 816 songs into a playlist. First of all, he had to come up with the recordings of all those records, which was, it was a monumental task. He did this a number of years ago. But the whole process is not that confusing, and I'll show you how it works. So I spin the wheel. While pressing the random number app, and I come up with number 243. I then go to the playlist computer right next to me, access 243, and then play, in this instance, this record.
I left my heart at the stage door canteen.
Cute Story of Army Life Romance by Don Cornell.
I left my heart at the stage door canteen. I left it there with a girl named Eileen. I kept her serving donuts till all she had were gone. I sat there dunking donuts till she caught on. I must go back to the army routine. And every doughboy knows what that will mean. A soldier boy without a heart has two strikes on him from the start, and my heart's at the stage door canteen.
I Left My Heart at the Stage Door Canteen, written by Irving Berlin. Swing and Sway with Sammy Kay, vocal by Don Cornell, recorded on Victor Records in New York City, June the 12th, 1942. And that is our first selection from the Ralphie from Canarsie Record Club list. Angelo and Nino, it's time for another spin. And we come up with number 647. 647, and 647 is... Records Maple Leaf Rag, Earl Hines and his orchestra, recorded in Chicago, Illinois, September the 12th, 1934. I once asked Angelo if his father, Ralphie, collected membership dues, and Angelo told me from the first time the club met right until the 1970s, the charge was 10 cents a month. 10 cents a month, which Angelo said once that Ralphie charged for seltzer and phonograph needles. I don't think 10 cents went too far in the 1970s, but it was a tradition of the Ralphie from Canarsie Record Club. Let's spin again. And the wheel lands on number 103.
I'm gonna buy a paper doll that I can call my own. A doll that other fellows cannot steal. And then the flirty, flirty guys with their flirty, flirty eyes will have to flirt with dollies that are real. When I come home at night, she will be waiting. She'll be the truest doll in all this world. I'd rather have a paper doll to call my own than have a fickle-minded real alive, girl. I guess I had $1 million or more. I guess I played the dog game for and all. I just quarreled with Sue. That's why I'm blue. She's gone away and left me just like all dolls do. I'll tell you boys, it's tough to be alone. And it's tough to love a doll that's not your own. I'm through with all of them. I'll never fall again. Say, boy, what you gonna do? I'm gonna buy a paper doll that I can call my own. A doll that other fellows cannot steal. And then the flirty, flirty guys with their flirty, flirty eyes will have to flirt with dollies that are real. When I come home at night, she will be waiting. She'll be the truest doll in all this world. I'd rather have a paper doll to call my own than have a fickle-minded real love girl.
The Mills Brothers on Decca Records with their classic Paper Doll, recorded in New York City, February the 18th, 1942. And that was one of my favorites. Also, very important record, because not only did it spend 12 weeks atop the bestsellers chart, but it set a record, 30 weeks in the top 10, something no other 1940s decade hit managed to accomplish. I'm Jeff Bressler, and you're listening to a segment where we are playing tunes from the famed Ralphie from Canarsie Record Club list in honor of Ralphie's son, Angelo, who's a little under the weather and recuperating in his condo in Naples, Florida. Angelo also told me once, I told you about the membership dues for the club. He gave me Ralphie's motto one time, and the motto of Ralphie, not necessarily the club, was, quote unquote, "No sad songs before dessert." So let's see if we can spin a happy tune. We land on 133, no sad song here.
Thank you.
Little John Special by Lucky Millinder and his orchestra, featuring Dizzy Gillespie on the trumpet, recorded on Decca Records in New York City, August the 29th, 1942. And wow, the range of Dizzy's trumpet on that record was unreal. And what's even more unreal is we're out of time. See you next week.